Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Neil, touching on business subjects as we often do on the show, you know, tourism and hospitality and food and beverage is such an integral part of the economy of this city.
No doubts about this, you know, and it's an ever-growing economy and, you know, tourism, hospitality, if it doesn't support a city well, you know that people are not coming to that city.
Well, joining us here in the studio is the general manager of the Doubletree by Hilton Dubai Jumeirah Beach to give us an update on the current situation with hospitality, tourism and food and beverage in the city. The general manager, Elif Yazoglu, thank you very much for coming in. Great to speak to you.
Same here. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
It's a great opportunity. Here you are working at one of the best hotels in Dubai. There you are right down, just kind of overlooking blue waters and the view of the marina and some parts of the Palm. But it's an increasingly competitive industry, you know. When you're doing business today in hospitality, what are the biggest challenges you're facing?
Well, what we need to do, actually, biggest challenge is to find the right people for our team and who are really expanding our culture towards our guests and really every day repeating the same thing. For instance, it's a waiter coming and serving to you is not, the name sometimes does not really matter. That's Hilton. You're coming for Hilton. You expect a Hilton quality over there. So our people is our biggest and best assets. And the second one is keeping our assets and our offerings relevant to the market. Everlastingly, really, increasingly renovating market, I would say. Yeah, everything, every day something new.
When you say every day something new, which primarily means that you need to upgrade yourself, which means correct, not just the property that needs to be upgraded, but also the people, their training. And with such a mammoth legacy that you carry on your shoulders, how does the training process go through where every person is on the same scale of learnings?
This is something. This is a very good question because this is my special thing I have to say. I want all of my team members having the same knowledge. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Yep.
And I always say we cannot do it alone. Or our CEO and president, Chris Nassetta, I always tell to my team, Chris cannot do it alone. We have more than 7,000 hotels in Hilton, with Hilton globally, and we are all part of the chain. So we have to reflect the same culture. We have to have the same knowledge. And they all have to have the same type of training, what we are doing, how we are making it right, how we are serving, the standard operating procedures and everything. Actually, if you look at it from an angle, very much outside hospitality, it looks a lot. But once you're in, it just comes automatically, naturally, if you love what you do.
We're fortunate enough to speak to a lot of hotels, and we always like to ask the hotels what makes their hotel unique. Mm-hmm. Now, with the Doubletree by Hilton Dubai Jumeirah Beach, I already know one thing that makes you unique, and that is, and you'll love this, Neil, because you're a sweet tooth, I believe, is it true that every time someone checks into the hotel, there's like a warm chocolate cookie they get when they check into the hotel? Is that's true?
Yes, that is very true. We have DoubleTree chocolate chip cookie, actually.
And they're warm?
They're warm. And the story of the cookie is that the recipe was secret until pandemic. Mm-hmm. And during pandemic, Hilton released the recipe for everyone to be able to cook at home.
Hang on, I've got to Google that right now. So that came out so people still were able to extend the brands and you could have a talking point about the hotel when people couldn't stay.
Right.
How many cookies have you eaten?
I'm trying to stay away from them. They're extremely dangerous.
But, I mean, that is just such a fantastic welcome gift. And I think that's part of the challenge. And I'll lead into that question about what makes it unique. You've got to continuously, especially in Dubai, deliver that wow factor.
Mm-hmm. What makes us unique is our people, as I said, because hotel is a hotel in everywhere. True. We have beautiful rooms, clean bed sheets, white, and really nicely smelling shampoos and whatever is of this world. And the hotel world is ever expanding and ever developing. But the unique thing is our people, us. And for our hotel, for my hotel, I would say I am very, very proud of my team because we have a culture in our hotel. In Dubai, we are all coming from different backgrounds, different countries, cities, and we are a family. Mm-hmm. In here, we take care of ourselves, and our majority of our team is living in our accommodation as well. So that's our second hotel, and so we live and we work together, and that's what's most important. That we want everyone, all of our team members, enjoying and loving while they're working. And I think that is really reflected to the guest, because that's why every week minimum I get a love letter from guests that's really complimenting how great our team is. And that's the unique thing about us.
Indeed, this is really amazing, you know, when you put it this way, where people are not just coming out to work, but also delivering it because they love doing what they do. It obviously comes in from top to bottom. This has to percolate from people sitting right up at the top. But also people sitting right up at the top have the opportunity to take learnings from, you know, other properties in other parts of the world. Say, you know, when you have a property in New York, which is a much evolved market, in London, which is a very, very evolved market, versus Dubai, which is growing at a crazy pace. What are those learnings? What are those exchanges that happen at that level, which then percolates down to the lowest level in the hierarchy?
Well, the great thing is we have many panels, we have many webinars, company-wide, globally or regionally or EMEA. We have a biggest platform. I think not many hotel companies has it. We call it Hilton Lobby, and all our team members has access to it. All the best practices. We have a lobby buzz, a platform like a Facebook. It belongs to Hilton and Hilton team members only. Everybody posts something different. You can hear from the team members or managers from China in one of the hotels or New York or whatever. That's what really connects us and makes us one big, happy family, I have to say.
Yeah, and when we're looking at hotels, everyone's talking about sustainability. What are some of the operations that you've got there at the DoubleTree at Jumeirah Beach in terms of sustainability?
Well, we have many things. First of all, these are the classics. Many hotels are doing it, but we have turned all our lights into LED lights. And then we have a grey water project, which we are doing all the wastewater and landscape watering with grey water project. And as well as we have great recycling projects. Everything we are recycling almost in Dubai, and Dubai is putting a lot of emphasis on recycling as well. So that's great for us. We are recycling all our textiles and now medicines that not in the hotel only, but all our team members are returning things, and we are recycling bottles. These are typicals.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And now we're working on a water project. So mm-hmm. we work with no more bottles, and we have the water fountain now in the hotel that we do not have to consume plastic waters. Plastic is gone with Hilton so many years ago. We are not using single plastics apart from the rooms, which we are working on it as well. So we are working always on the glass bottles and water fountains, yes.
This is, amazing, because a while back we were talking about a cricket team doing that. It's from every walks of life, people are moving towards sustainability. But in my opinion, it's also about educating the people who are around you that why are you doing it? Yeah, no more plastic bottles. Let's replace them with glass bottles. But why aren't glass bottles more expensive? So that education.
Yes.
And I'll turn this around to you again, because sitting at the position that you sit, I'm sure that questions do come up to you from some of the new joinees that why are we doing this?
Yes. Actually, the first thing we tell them that it's not about the hotel. It's not about saving anything. It's about themselves, the next generations, their kids and their kids and so on. It's all about that. It's about taking care of the earth that we are living in. And mm-hmm. that's very simple to understand. But we put also some numbers behind it, which makes it really very big. Mm-hmm. And our people understands little things that they do makes a big difference. For instance, we have a clean plate, no bin day in mm-hmm. the cafeteria, so that there are no food waste on that day. Whatever they take to their plate, they have to eat it, consume it, and so on. We are doing also food waste. Mm-hmm. We have quite a big work on food waste. We are working with Twinos, and that's an AI technology, and it's measuring our food waste and where do we have the opportunity to reduce mm-hmm. that. It's also not from our side as well. We need to somehow expand that to the guests as well. That's also a different part of food waste, and we are always working on it.
You're always working and always evolving. And
exactly.
I know certainly with tourism in Dubai, when I've been living in the city now for 3 or 4 years, and there always seemed to be two seasons. There was winter, which was just full speed, and then during the summer months, things tend to just quieten down a little bit. Is that still the case post-COVID, or are we now seeing more? Because I'm just, looking. You tend to see now more, we're getting more visitors in peak summer. They're coming 12 months of the year.
Yes, that's correct. Actually, my hotel is a specific one. We never really see a low in our hotel because of the location, because of us, I have to say.
Because of the cookie.
And the cookie, thanks to the cookie. But yes, during those summer months, people are really finding something to do. And I still see the tourists, especially European tourists, lying under the sun as well.
In 50 degrees.
They deserve a medal for that.
I've done some walking, or when I'm going out or going to Blue Waters over the bridge there, that great walkway, and I see people, I'm there trying to, with a water bottle and a hat, trying to keep out of this heat, and they're tanning for hours.
Well, it's easier in our hotel because we have this semi-Olympic beautiful pool, mm-hmm. which we recently renovated, the garden and entire pool. and we are cooling the pool during summer, so it makes life easier.
Oh, that's perfect.
You need to come.
What are the future plans for the hotel? It's so competitive to keep up with changing tastes and the hype, and everyone wants something new in Dubai. What are the future plans for the DoubleTree?
Well, in the world of F&B, we are just introducing our taco and margarita days. That's actually now happening as of 4 o'clock today in the hotel.
Oh, we better wrap things up for you. So.
Because we have a small Latino team in the kitchen. Our executive chef is from Guatemala, and then another one from Peru, another one from Argentina. So we cannot not do a taco and margarita day.
I think you need to, I mean, a lot of places are doing this, but you can claim legitimacy. You've actually got, the Latino Spanish cuisine in the DNA of the food.
And I have to say, there are so many crazy things happening out there, like the gold coffees and the gold whatever is everything, and different things coming from a cake or whatever. What we believe is we want to do consistently good food, basic good food and fresh food. Sourced from the UAE farmers, we work with Fresh on Table, for instance. It's directly coming carbon footprint free as well. So we are working with UAE farmers, farm to table, I have to say, that approach. Fresh ingredients and the minimum genetically modified ingredients are very important for us. And this is what we are trying to reflect as well. Our place is very, very relaxed. It's great garden with palm trees, relaxed. It's not a big sort of crowd is going on. It's not noisy in that sense. You can really chill, relax, have good food, some cool time with friends and family.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing the story behind the Hilton DoubleTree Dubai at Jumeirah Beach. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your story, and we'll let you get back to enjoy the taco afternoon, okay?
Thank you very much. And you're coming, right? Right,
yes,
after the program.
We're going to be straight down there. The General Manager, Ayla Fiyazoglu, thank you very much for coming in. TSB, Talk Sport Business on Talk 100.3.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.